Life sustains itself by cell division. So does cancer. Breast cancer cells multiply faster because of CDK4/6 proteins. But what if we could block those proteins and stop runaway cell division? To that end, Dana-Farber scientists laid the foundation for CDK4/6 inhibitors, new drugs that are increasing the survival rate for many advanced breast cancers. Dana-Farber's momentum of discovery keeps finding new ways to outmaneuver cancer. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Should the U.S. be learning lessons from emerging countries when it comes to economic growth?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Unemployment here in the U.S. is a national crisis, and Congress needs to do more about it. That's the message from Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, who gave a speech last night in Cleveland. Bernanke also said the U.S. needs to learn from the emerging world, countries like Brazil, Russia, China, and others, countries that are growing much faster than we are economically. Our New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore is with us live with more on what Bernanke had to say. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what does he think we can learn from these emerging economies?
Well, he praised them, and he said that they have their priorities in the right place. They keep their debt low, they invest money in education and infrastructure, they regulate their financial systems so they have investment, but also outside money as well. These economies have been growing faster than the U.S., so they've been drawing a lot of investment. In fact, if you look at your 401k, you're probably invested a little in Thailand or Brazil or other emerging economies, because that's been a trend. But what Bernanke's speech really reflects is the frustration a lot of people feel about where America is going. We used to be this scrappy little startup with decades of growth ahead of us.
Right.
Now we're the biggest economy in the world. We're slowing down, and we're doing some soul searching about why. He has wanted Congress to chip in with some real stimulus for years.
But it is sort of interesting to say to a big developed economy like us, we need to be learning from one of these emerging economies. Did he have any advice for them?
Yeah, he had one interesting line where he said that emerging economies can no longer view themselves as small, open economies whose actions have little effect on their neighbors. It's actually quite the opposite. Last week, a group of emerging countries, Brazil, China, Russia, South Africa, started talking about buying European bonds to help get Europe out of its crisis. So they're not insular. If anything, these countries are all too good at thinking globally.
Marketplace's New York Bureau Chief Heidi Moore. Thanks, Heidi.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Well, now to one company that's based in the emerging world but is making new investments in the United States. Emirates Airlines is benefiting from a focus on high-paying business travelers to beat the odds in the airline industry. The company made $1.5 billion last year compared with, say, American Airlines, which lost almost $500 million. For more, we're joined by Jim Baxter, who is the vice president for North America at Emirates Airlines. He's with us here in our Los Angeles studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
You're adding new routes from the United States. Just this week, you're announcing that you're going to be flying from Dallas and from Seattle. Why would you be adding new routes in a country that is looking at economic growth of just a percent and a half for the next year?
Well, we're convinced in the long-term continued growth of travel, business travel in particular. So yes, short-term economic problems, but this is just the beginning, Jeremy. There'll be more expansion in the U.S. for Emirates.
What about the emerging world? How much faster is that growing for an airline like Emirates than the United States or Europe or some of the traditional developed economies?
It's growing very fast. In fact, one of the keys, if you take a look at the Emirates route system, we now fly to 21 destinations in Africa.
Hmm.
We fly to 11 cities in India. We fly to China. Manila, Australia.
And you're filling up these planes?
And we're filling up these planes. The demand, particularly for business travel, has been strong, remains strong, and we think it'll continue to be that way.
A lot of the big legacy carriers, as they're called here in the U.S., American Airlines, United, Delta, they face competition from these low-cost carriers like Southwest. Do you guys have that kind of competition?
There's the beginning of some of that competition in the Middle East Gulf. Fly Dubai is a low-cost carrier, but we see it as enlarging the size of the market. So more traffic to and from Dubai, which is our major hub, we think is a good thing.
What do you see as the biggest challenge for Emirates going forward?
We are an airline who do not belong to an alliance. So you have the SkyTeam, Oneworld. Increasingly, they are working together to leverage each other's product. So the fact that we're a standalone it makes our task a little bit more difficult on one hand. On the other hand, it allows us to control our destiny.
Jim Baxter is Vice President for North America at Emirates Airlines. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading this morning, up about 1% in Tokyo, down about 0.7% in London. In Europe today, German lawmakers are expected to approve the expansion of the Eurozone bailout fund. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 179 points to close at 11,010.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, monitoring, protecting, and improving reputations online while deleting personal data from the Internet. Reputation.com. By Allianz, managing more than $2 trillion in assets and providing investment solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
The cheap chic clothing company H&M said today its profits fell last quarter, but not by much. And next month, the company will become the latest mid-range retailer to team up with a big name in fashion. H&M will be launching a collection designed by Versace. And as Sally Herships reports, the company would be well advised to study the ups and downs of Target's recent collaboration with Missoni.
Consumers want to buy their aspirations, which they tried to do when Target offered a discount line of Missoni products. Shoppers were angry about hard-to-get goods. But when high fashion meets mass market, the real risk is to the luxury brand being available at a discount for too long. Paul Swinand is a retail analyst at Morningstar.
Once you've done that deal with Penney's, it'd be tough to go back upscale as a high-end brand in Nordstrom and Saks.
Versace and H&M solution, fast fashion. Move the line in and move it out. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, to a new study that finds more English words are creeping into the Spanish language on the web. Words like smartphone and CEO, but also some words that are not exactly being used the way they're used by native English speakers. Things like footing for jogging and mister instead of coach. I'd love to see the study on all the Spanish words that we get wrong, though. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Technology, social media. It's more than just a screen name and a password, you know, and it all boils down to just one thing, me.
What's interesting is we are living in such an autobiographical age. I mean, every text and post and email and tweet, everything is you trying to express yourself in all these new mediums.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, an autoblogography on Being Connected. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.